Welcome to the Lessons Learned podcast, where I share stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I'm your host, Dustin Fife, and thank you for joining me today. I'm going to do things a little bit different today, given the nature of today's topic. Normally what I do is I write the blog post first and then do the podcast afterwards, so I kind of sort of have an idea of what I'm supposed to be saying. But today it felt a little more appropriate to do it the other way around, given the topic, and the topic is being genuine. I thought it might be a little more genuine if I speak a little more off the cuff and less scripted. Seemed to make sense in my mind. But anyway, the reason why I decided to talk about this, I guess it started a couple years ago. We had a photo student, my wife and I teach photography classes, and we had a photo student a couple years ago that was just really struggling. Couldn't figure out how to work his camera quite right, and more importantly, he was really struggling to establish himself as a photographer and as a photo business and with his branding and that sort of thing. And so we had a conversation with him and really tried to help this guy out, but he was just distraught and really struggling with it. And we gave whatever pointers we could, and I doubt it was because of us, but about 6 months later, this guy just skyrocketed. This guy really took off. He found his niche and got to the point where within the photo community, or at least within this narrow niche that he was fulfilling, that he kind of became famous. And he became famous so much so that somebody actually interviewed him for, I don't remember what it was, probably wasn't TV, but maybe somebody else's podcast or something. And, you know, they were talking to him about his success, and I got to listen to this guy talk, and it was very disappointing to me that as he talked about his success, he never once made reference to the struggles that he had. Never once did he comment on the conversation he had with me or with my wife or with anybody else. And I'm sure he talked to a lot of people. And it's not that I was miffed that I didn't get recognition or anything. What bothered me was that he was standing at the quote-unquote top, talking about being at the top, and never gave any indication that he struggled. And I don't know why he did that. It seems to me that for those listening, it would have been far more beneficial to say, look, guys, I know what it's like to struggle. I was there 6 months ago. I spent many nights weeping in my pillow because I couldn't figure it out. And yet I found a way to make it work. But he didn't. Instead, he gave this impression that he'd always been on the top. Now, contrast that with another experience that I had. This was a couple years before. I was teaching future missionaries at the Missionary Training Center in Provo, Utah, before these missionaries went out into the world and face the world and all that stuff. And I'll tell you, for a lot of these missionaries, it is a terrifying experience that they are going to, for some of them, be out on their own for the first time in their entire lives. They're leaving the nest and they're having to live on their own, teaching some doctrines that they may not be as comfortable with or may not be as familiar with as they'd like to be. And so many of these missionaries are absolutely terrified. I know when I was a missionary, I had so many moments of being terrified. And so after I had served my mission and returned from missionary service, I had the opportunity to teach these missionaries. And 1 week, I didn't have any teaching responsibilities. And they called that, you know, you were a floater, where you just floated from classroom to classroom and tried to help out the best way you can. One of my favorite things to do was to visit empty classrooms where, you know, two or three missionaries or four missionaries or whatever were, you know, silently studying their scriptures and trying to prepare for their missionary service. And on one time, I popped into a classroom where there was two women missionaries having a conversation. And as I entered the room, I could tell that something was wrong. I didn't know what it was, though. And so I came in and sat next to them. I said, "How are we doing?" And they both said, "We're great. We're excited to start our missionary service. We love the work." And I knew they were lying. And I thought, "You guys are missionaries. You're not supposed to be lying." But instead of calling them out on it, I said, "You know what? I'm so glad you guys are doing good. I remember when I was in your place, how hard it was. And I was terrified." And it was amazing to watch this facade melt. And these young women said, "Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me permission to drop the facade and to tell you what is really going on." And I think that's the problem. I think that when those on the quote unquote top, those in a position of mentorship, hide the fact that they struggled to get to where they're at, it makes those at the quote unquote bottom think that there is just something inherently different about those on top. That for some reason they had the gifts, the abilities, the fortune, the whatever that landed them at the top of their field that those at the bottom just do not have. And how daunting is that if you're a struggling photographer or a struggling professor or a struggling whatever to hear somebody at the top act as if they were there the entire time. They knew exactly what they're gonna get. They knew exactly where they were going, how they were going to get there, and they were not ever crippled by self-doubt, crippled by this feeling that they can never do it. And I suspect that everybody at the top struggled to get there. Everybody at the top was crippled by self-doubt. So I hope, you know, maybe this podcast thing and maybe this writing thing really takes off and I become the next J.K. Rowling. Probably not, but let's just say it does. I hope when I'm there that I don't pretend that I didn't struggle. And I will tell you, there are so many days where I stare at my computer screen having written nothing and think, "It's over. I can't do this anymore. Maybe I had success at one time, but I can't find a way to do it again." So many times. Are there so many times where I've handed my baby to somebody, my book, my blog post, my whatever, anxious to hear their feedback, feeling certain that I nailed it this time, only to have somebody come back and rip it to pieces? I have had hours and days and weeks of thinking, "I suck. I can't do this anymore." So I hope there's never any doubt in the future how I feel. And maybe someday I'll get at the top and you'll look back and you'll say, "That Dustin really struggled." And if Dustin, who struggled so much, can find his way to the top, then maybe I can too. Now go do some good. This has been the Lessons Learned Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this, be sure to subscribe to future podcasts, leave a sweet 5-star rating, or consider dropping a comment. See you next time.